Hi, I'm Jim Damko, and this commentary relates to Earth Day. I probably read Rachel Carson's Silent Spring in 1969. It was my first clue that modern civilization could and was poisoning the very Earth that supports us. I wasn't alone. In the 1970s, a popular protest forced the government to enact sweeping laws that were supposed to clean up our collective act. Battle won, problem solved, Earth Day declared. Then in the late 80s, NASA scientist James Hansen tells the world about man-made climate change, makes DDT look like a minor infection. I could drag this out a long time, but I won't. You're welcome. The point is, throughout the decades, we've been aware of our wanton self-destruction. We've done little to nothing about it but turn up the heat. And as the Earth days have fluttered by, the time to turn off the burners, without many people being burned, has passed. Every day I see children who believe they have bright futures ahead of them, and I cry inside. Every day I see adults who live every day for burning and buying more, and my heart wrenches inside. Please, people, friends, neighbors, we can do this. There's nothing and no one stopping us but us. At 60, I won't be around to see the worst to come. But then, on the other hand, I've also witnessed too much of the destruction already, and my faith in my fellow man is failing. In the time I have left, I'll keep trying to clean up my own, and I'll keep on talking. Maybe I can make a change. Maybe I'm just pissing in the wind. It's up to you all. Enough said.